Hey, welcome. This lesson is all about Downlifter basics for drum and bass in Ableton Live. I'm going to walk you through building a compact, reusable downlifter rack that pulls energy out of a section, so your drop hits heavier. Think filtered sweep, pitch fall, noise tail, and a clean low end cut. We'll use stock Ableton devices so this works in Live 9, 10, or 11. Set your tempo to 174 BPM and let's get into it. First, what we're making and why. A downlifter is a tension-to-release FX that lives in the last bar or two before a drop. It typically has three functional layers, a reversed cymbal or crash for a bright sweep, white noise for texture and air, and a pitched synth tail for the pitchfall. Those three roles, sweep, pitch motion, and texture, should be mixed like rolls, not just more stuff. Balance them so the effect shapes the mix without overpowering the drop. Step A. Prepare your source layers. Create a track called DL Sources or just make three tracks for flexibility. Layer 1 is a reversed crash. Put a crash or cymbal sample into a clip. Enable reverse, and set the clip length to 1 or 2 bars depending on how long you want the sweep. If you don't want warping artifacts, turn warp off. If you must warp, use Complex Pro. Position the reverse tail so it finishes on the downbeat of the drop. Layer 2 is white noise. Make a MIDI track with Simpler or Operator, or use a white noise sample. In Simpler, set a short attack between 0.5 and 20 milliseconds, and a release around 0.6 to 1.5 seconds for a nice tail. This noise becomes prominent as the filter closes to add energy in the highs. Layer 3 is a pitched synth tail. Use Waveeatable, Simpler, or any synth with a saw or rich pad timbre. Program a single sustained note with a long release, around 1 to 2 seconds, and a little filtering to taste. This is the element we'll pitch down across the bar for the falling motion. Step B. Build the downlifter effect chain. You can host this on a return track for reusability or on a dedicated audio track. Insert devices in roughly this order. Utility first for gain and stereo control. EQ A to clean up the extreme low end with a high pass around 40 HZ. Auto filter set to LP24 for the main sweep. A pitch tool. Either automate transpose in Simpler or use frequency shifter for more character. Blue compressor for light glue 2:1 to 4:1, 10 ms attack, 200 ms release, saturator for grit drive around 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on, reverb set fairly large for a long tail size 40-70%, decay to 4 seconds, dry slash wet somewhere between 30 and 50%, a ping pong or simple delay for stereo movement if you like, and a final EQ8 for post shaping and an automated low cut in the last moment to clear sub energy. These are starting points. Tweak them to taste. Step C. Make it playable. Map macros. Group the effect chain and use the audio effect rack macro so you can perform the whole sweep with one hand. Map these core controls. Cut off to auto filter frequency with a range from around 12 kHz down to about 120-300 HZ. Pitch down to your transpose control from 0 to anywhere between minus 24 and minus 36 semitones for dramatic falls. Noise level to the noise track send or volume so you can bring in noise during the sweep. Reverb wet to the reverb dry slash wet so the tail grows as the sweep closes. Low cut to the final EQ 8 high pass so you can lift the low cut to around 120-220 HZ right before the drop, and saturation slash drive so the tail can bite more if needed. Label the macros clearly. It makes live tweaking way faster. Step D. Automate timing and placement. For DNB, the classic placement is the last bar before the drop. For a one-bar downlifter, automate cutoff from full open near the start and sweep down to roughly 150 HZ in the final quarter bar. Use an exponential curve for a natural sounding sweep. Automate pitch down over the bar. Minus 12 semitones is subtle and musical. Minus 24 to minus 36 is very heavy and cinematic. Fade in noise level as the cut closes so noise carries the high end. Automate reverb wet up so the tail blurs into the next section. And crucially, automate low cut up to around 160-200 HZ in that last 1/8 to 1/4 bar to clear sub energy so the first kick and bass of the drop punch through. Small finishing moves. You can add a quick utility mute or steep gain dip in the last 50-100 milliseconds to create a micro silence that makes the hit feel massive, or use a take-stop style pitch drop for a different character. If warping artifacts appear when pitching audio, duplicate the clip. Try different warp modes, or resample the result and edit the resampled audio. Common mistakes and how to avoid them. Don't crank resonance too high. Keep resonance under about 1.2 to avoid ringing that masks the drums. Always manage low end. If you leave sub-frequencies in the downlifter, the drop will lose impact. Watch reverb decay too long and it will muddy the drums. Use pre-delay or automate reverb down just before the drop. And don't overlayer. Treat each layer as a roll and aim for clarity rather than loudness. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Use a sub-drop technique by automating the low cut up to 160-250 Hz in the last 1/8 to 1/4 bar. Then drop to in for a brief 30-80 milliseconds right before the drop. Keep sub-frequencies mono by narrowing the width with utility as the sweep descends and force the low band into mono with an EQ or a duplicate mono chain. Try chain select or morph inside an audio effect rack to morph from cymbal heavy to noise heavy to metallic resonator textures. You can automate the chain selector to feel like the downlifter is changing character over time. For metallic texture, add corpus or resonators at low levels tuned to the track root. If you want more bite without muddying the low end, use parallel multiband saturation. Saturate mids and highs. Keep lows clean and mono. Quick practice exercise you can do in 10 to 20 minutes. Set tempo to 174. Make 3 tracks, reversed crash, noise and simpler, and a synth tail. Route them to a return track and insert auto filter into saturator into reverb into EQ aid on that return. This audio version is shortened for playback.